Hello and welcome to this podcast focusing on how the Colorado Labor Department uses the ONET as the basis for its labor market information, keeping its system updated with the most current data. This is Dr. Janet Wall, Senior Trainer for ONET Academy on behalf of the U.S. Department of Labor, Employment, and Training Administration. Today, we have with us Ben Garcia. Starting out as an economist, Ben is currently a web and database manager for the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment. Ben was an early user of ONET information, and he was responsible for informing his agency about what ONET is and what it does. His primary duties include producing industry and occupational growth forecasts that are used by businesses, job seekers, and educators, and assuring that the information is kept updated on Colorado's employment website. In addition to his work for the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment, he is an economics teacher, teaching online economics classes for CCC Online, a provider of online classes for the community colleges in Colorado. He also teaches for Metropolitan State College, a four-year school with a campus in downtown Denver. Ben is a native of Denver, Colorado, and received a Bachelor of Science degree in economics from Colorado State University and a Master of Arts degree in economics from the University of Notre Dame. Thanks for taking the time to be with us today, Ben.
Thanks for having me, Janet. I appreciate it.
Talk to us in general about your agency, what it is and what it does, and who your clients are.
Okay, we're called Colorado Labor Market Information, or LMI, and we're part of the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment. And we produce the official employment statistics for the state of Colorado, like the unemployment rate and the jobs by industry numbers. We also collect and publish occupational wage information. There's a big demand for that. We also carry out projections for industries and occupations, and we produce reports and training modules using our data. And most of our information is produced under contracts with the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and we also get some funding from the Employment and Training Administration.
Ben, I understand you were an early adopter of ONET. How did you first learn about it?
I think I first learned about ONET at a national LMI conference called the LMI Forum, and I had always used occupational coding systems like the Dictionary of Occupational Titles in my work as an economist, but I knew that ONET represented a big advancement in coding systems. This is because ONET is a skills database that gives users a much broader perspective on skills. Also, since it's a database, it's much easier to update when new information is available. The Dictionary of Occupational Titles was a good resource, but it was also a giant book that just sat on your desk. It didn't get updated very often, and ONET is updated all the time. And also the thing about DOT was that it wasn't easy to relate individual occupations to other occupations because it was really focused more on job-specific skills rather than broader skills that go into a job.
How do you use ONET information in your work?
Well, my primary responsibility with the agency is to manage our website and the databases behind the website. And our website has a feature that allows users to do their own skills inventory based on ONET skills. When they finish their inventory, they can compare their set of skills to potential careers or to actual job openings listed in the site. I also use ONET for day-to-day tasks like looking up codes and titles. A couple of weeks ago, I was working on our occupational license files for Colorado, and there were a few occasions when I used the ONET online site to find the correct code for a licensed occupation.
Well, how do job seekers benefit from ONET information in Colorado?
I think one of the primary benefits is that it helps people realize they have a broader set of skills than they might have thought. For example, a carpenter knows that they have job-specific skills, like using power tools and installing cabinets, but they may also need skills like maintaining records, soliciting new business from customers, and resolving customer complaints. But they don't realize that these skills are in their skills inventory until they use ONET. Also, once a job seeker has a skills inventory, ONET will help them see other occupations that their skills relate to. So it helps them realize that their skills are transferable to other careers.
Well, Ben, thank you for sharing this information with us today. It's gratifying to know how ONET information has been incorporated as part of the information available to job seekers in Colorado. It's also really fascinating to have the chance to talk with one of the people who helps keep some of the labor market information updated in the system. I really appreciate you taking the time with us today.
You're welcome, Janet. I enjoyed doing it.
To all of you listeners, be sure to visit onetacademy.com for more information on the ONET system. Thank you, and I hope you're having a great day.